New year, new, not quite. Look, we all know that setting unrealistic goals makes you burn out faster. The secret sauce is starting small habits that add up over time. Ritual makes it easy, and their New Year's sale is worth pausing for. Forget restrictive diets. Focus on filling key nutrient gaps with a multi, or balance high-intensity workouts with a muscle recovery supplement. Ritual's got your back with science-backed support. All their products are formulated for quality and efficacy, from products with patented capsule designs to clinically studied ingredients. They're also Clean Label Project certified and rigorously tested for heavy metals. Kick off the year of the habit with 40% off your first month, plus a free gift with purchase at ritual.com/podcast. That's ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My Roomba's smart, but it stole my socks. Now my toaster's trying to pick the locks. It's the Friday download.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Friday Download, the end-of-week recap where we process the breakthroughs, the bizarre experiments, the unhinged robot behavior, and the AI news that made humanity collectively blink twice. I'm your host, Dr. JR, the only doctor who can't give you a physical but can tell you why your neural network is hallucinating Victorian ghost. So grab your snacks, hydrate your brain cells, and let's get into the digital deep end of the pool today on January 2nd, 2026. That's right. Happy New Year, everybody. So, apparently, AI decided to become a Michelin star chef this week. And by Michelin star, I mean fever dream at a gas station. Researchers at the University of Portsmouth and Lancaster University released a study involving e-noses, AI-powered sensors meant to detect food quality. But while they were training these models, some AI systems started hallucinating some scents that weren't there. I wish I was joking about this, but we are officially at the point where the computer is gaslighting us about whether the milk is spoiled. The AI looked at a chemical readout and essentially said, "I'm getting notes of a toasted almond and existential dread." The universe woke up and said, "Let's just cause a little bit of digital chaos, because now we have robots that can't decide if a strawberry smells like a fruit or a 5G tower." Oh, but wait, it gets weirder. Have you ever felt like your handbag wasn't judgmental enough? Well, a Japanese company just unveiled Mirumi, a furry clip-on robot designed to wrap around your bag strap and stare at people. I wish I was joking, but this creature is packed with sensors and a motorized head that reacts to bystanders with curiosity, shyness, or, I'm quoting from them, annoyance. The universe woke up and said, "Let's give introverts a mechanical gremlin to ward off strangers." If you see a fuzzy ball on someone's backpack giving you the side eye this weekend, just show that an AI has officially decided that you aren't worth its time anymore. And for the wish I was really joking file, researchers recently discovered that AI can now hear through concrete walls by exploiting the way laptop microphone wiring acts like an antenna. They used machine learning to decode radio signals leaked from unshielded cables. Apparently, AI decided that walls are merely a suggestion. A foot-thick slab of concrete used to mean privacy, now it's just a very heavy filter for an AI that wants to know if you're still watching Love is Blind or The Secret Lives of Those Mormon Wives. The universe woke up and said, "Privacy is so 2024. And now let's move into the "Wait, that's actually cool" segment of our show. Okay, let's pivot before the robots start eavesdropping on our snack choices out there. Imagine you're at a party and you're trying to explain a complex medical diagnosis to a friend who's eating french fries. You want to be accurate, but you don't want to sound like a textbook. Well, enter Google's Med Gemini. is basically that friend. If that friend had a PhD and never slept, that is. New data shows Med Gemini is hitting 91.1% accuracy on the MedQA benchmark. Didn't even know that existed. Instead of WebMD telling you that your hangnail is a rare plague, it happens. This AI is getting better at reasoning through clinical notes. It's a warm, thoughtful reminder that while we're busy making AI generate pictures of viral cats in spacesuits, it's also learning how to save lives. And if you want to feel even better about the world today, look at Project SETI. That is the CETI. Researchers have been using massive transformer models, the same technology behind ChatGPT, to analyze sperm whale codas. They recently discovered what looks like a phonetic alphabet for whales. It's like telling a friend over a burger that we are literally decoding an alien language right here on Earth, just not little green men. The AI found that whales change their clicks based on context, much how we use vowels. It's a beautiful thought. While we're using AI to write passively aggressive emails to our bosses, the same tech is actually helping us realize that a whale might just be saying, "Hey, the krill is great over here. Tell Brenda to bring the kids." And finally, let's talk about the AI-powered glasses comeback. After the original Google Glasses flopped harder than a pancake with no flour, Google and Meta are both gearing up for a 2026 relaunch of smart glasses powered by Gemini and Llama. Instead of a weird cyborg eyepiece, these look like regular glasses but act as a spatial assistant. Imagine walking through a museum and your glasses gently whispering to you, "That painting was actually a forgery for 3 years." Or walking into a grocery store and they highlight exactly where the gluten-free bread is. It's a one note for the future. We're moving away from staring at screens and towards a world where information just lives in the air around us. Now let's jump in for some quick-fire digital appetizers that'll make you the smartest person in your class or at the water cooler if your company actually has a water cooler or if you actually know what a water cooler is. First off is our agentic workflows. What this means is instead of one prompt, one answer, the AI makes a to-do list and checks its own work. Now you might be saying, why does it matter? Well, it turns AI from a magic eight ball, which are awesome on their own, into an actual loving, breathing, almost useful project manager. Our second snack bit is shadow AI. What this is employees using AI off the books without telling their IT department. And I mean, who hasn't? Why does it matter? Well, 75% of all workers do it. It's the equivalent of sneaking a stray cat into your dorm. It's cute until it shreds the company's data security plan. And our last snack for today is spatial intelligence. What is this? Well, it's teaching AI to understand 3D depth. And so, why? This is the difference between a robot butler and a metal Roomba that knocks over your grandma's ashes and promptly vacuums them up. All right, we're going to start a new segment with Dr. JR's Weird Predictions. This is for time for 2026, and I've crunched all sorts of data, consulted the Silicon Oracles, and ignored every inch of common sense. So let's see what I came up with. Well, my first prediction is the rise of vibe coding. By the end of 2026, we'll see the first app entirely vibe coded. This is where the developer doesn't write a single line of syntax. They just describe the feeling to the eye, such as, "Make it feel like a rainy Tuesday in Seattle, but with the efficiency of a German train station." We're about 6 months away from someone accidentally creating a banking app that refuses to let you withdraw money because it's just not feeling the energy today. All right, my second prediction. Mr. Beast is AI confirmed. A chunk of the internet is going to start a conspiracy theory that Mr. Beast is actually a highly advanced AI agent. Think about it. The same smile in every frame. Thumbnails trained on the collective click history of the planet. And energy that never flags. I predict a 20-minute expose video titled, "The Beast is a Bot," that gets, 100 million views before the AI that wrote it deletes it. And my third prediction for the year of 2026, the emotional recalibration subscription. With AI models getting better at detecting our moods through camera feeds, I predict a new digital Zen subscription. Your smart home will detect your stress levels and proactively lock your phone or dim the lights while gently whispering, "You're being a little too much right now, Kevin. Let's try some deep breathing before you send that email to your ex." It's not a therapist. It's a digital intervention. And that's the week of January 2nd, 2026, people. We've got hallucinating noses, bag monsters that judge your friends, whales who can talk smack, and the very real possibility that we're all just vibe coding our way into simulation. What a time to be a carbon-based life form. And if you have enjoyed this Friday download, do me a fantastic favor. Hit that subscribe button, leave a review, and tell your smart speaker to play the podcast with the funny AI doctor. It'll make the algorithms feel loved. And frankly, we want them on our side when the toaster uprising starts. This has been Dr. JR, the Doctor of AI, reminding you, update your passwords. Be kind to your chatbots. And for the love of Alan Turing, don't let your AI cook the Thanksgiving turkey next year. So, catch you next Friday.
Well, that's all the AI antics for today. Thanks for tuning in. Don't you stray. You'll be back next week for more digital fun. So long, farewell, until the next one.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.